Okay, welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence in You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and David Linden is my co-host today.
Good morning.
And we're having a wonderful conversation with Lillian Strassman. And Lillian is a psychotherapist and a life coach. And she was just starting to talk about acupuncture. We're going to talk about the life coach also, but you started to talk about acupuncture. And David also in referencing to the mind. And I believe the mind is, you know, it starts in the mind. And then it can become an action or it can become a non-action, depending on how you go forward with it. But Lillian's going to tell her story about acupuncture. But before she does, I want to share my mother's story about acupuncture. My mother had very bad back and everything else. And she humped over her hands and somebody said to go to acupuncture. And she did. And I said, Ma, 100%, you go and blah, 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 blah. So she went and she was doing better, standing straighter. Definitely. She liked going until somebody said, what, are you stupid? That doesn't do anything for you. Action. And she stopped.
How sad.
Because it just, her mind was, now this is old school. You know, right. So somebody turns around and says, what, are you kidding me? That's useless, that, you know, voodoo business.
Right.
So she stopped going and then went back down. And I'm like, Ma, but once the mind said it was going to, I said, Ma, don't do this. Go. No, John, they say it's silly and what am I wasting my time? So the mind took over from a negative stance. That was the end of acupuncture.
That's true.
And just like you're going to tell your story, the positive.
Yes, I just wanted to mention a little book that was very, very popular several years back called The Secret. She had, this is a woman. She had, her husband had divorced her and left her with no money, and she gained a lot of weight. And it was one of the usual horror stories that happens. Her daughter brought her all kinds of books to read, and they were all self-help books. And she found something connecting them all. And she sat down with all of the, her name was Rhonda something, I can't remember.
Okay.
And she sat down with all the writers, the one who did A Chicken Soup for the Soul, and so on and so forth, Jack Canfield, and a whole bunch of wonderful writers. And she said, there's a secret in here. It's called the Law of Attraction. If you are saying there's a job you want and you think, I'll never get that job, then the universe acts like a waiter and said, I'll make sure you never get that job. If you say, on the other hand, it's really scary, but I can see myself at that job, that's the job I want, then the universe will say, I'll make sure you get that job. If not that one, something similar. There is a law in the universe that does attract what we put out, and this is part of it. Fear. Fear is our greatest enemy.
Yeah, even that unconscious focus, it affects you. When you're constantly saying it's never going to happen, I'm not going to do this, and I'm not going to do that. Even though I say, I'd like to do what Julian's doing here and run the radio. But I can't. The end result is the mindset,
right,
but I can't. And I'll never be able to do it.
You start doing, unconsciously, you start doing things that work against your possibility.
Exactly.
You're psyching yourself out.
And it's so sad. If you'd like me to talk to your mother, I would love to. Is it too late?
It's too late.
Life
coaching.
Life coach. Life coaching is, I do lots of things. EMDR and EFT, I could tell you what they stand for, but it doesn't really tell you what it is. It's using tapping down the meridians, the same meridians that the acupuncturists use. The meridians contain all of the energy in our body. Mm-hmm. That's it. And so as you're tapping, like in EFT, we'll say, even though my husband's driving me crazy, even though I'm afraid I'm going to lose my job, and there's these specific places to tap on the head, as I'm demonstrating, but unfortunately you can't see. And you do it like 3 or 4 times, and even though all the things that are bothering you, I still deeply and completely love and accept myself. These are very important points. And right here, which leads to the liver. The liver is where we hold our anger. So if we tap right outside these little knobs on our chest, up near the neck, the collarbone, right outside them, never hit on them, and say, I deeply and completely love and accept myself. That goes into the body. And that is one of the things I use. So when people come in, I can get them down from anxiety that's up to the roof in a minute or two.
What ETF, I know. What's EMDR? I never heard of that.
Eye movement desensitization reprocessing. It's a mouthful. It came from California. This great researcher, something happened personal in her life, whether it was a husband or a boyfriend, he's out.
Okay.
And she was so upset, she left her office, and she's walking through the park. And she noticed after a while, she's calm. And she's thinking, because she's a researcher, what did I just do? And she realized that her eyes were darting left and right and left and right and left and right. And of course, left-right is the way our brain is set up. So the left brain controls the right side. The right brain controls the left side. The left brain is linear. It's great for organizing your life, for figuring out your schedule, determining how much money and blah, 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 blah. But feelings don't come from this side of the brain. They're on the right side of the brain. That's all our creativity. And so by doing this back and forth, she went back and she held her fingers up in front of her next patient. And while they were talking, she was doing this. And she said, just follow my fingers like that. And they, too, calmed down quickly. And, of course, all of the other professions that don't want to have other ways to calm down quickly without medication and things were trying to find some flaw in it, and they couldn't.
Right.
And it's been going for years and years. And the EFT... emotional freedom technique came from EMDR. That was the originator.
Oh, okay.
And then we found that doing this, it's exhausting for the therapist.
Right, right.
And kids particularly don't like you.
Well, that's the old thing on the piano.
That's
they used to hypnotize
that's
you.
Right. Exactly.
I don't know what you call it.
Metronome.
That's
yeah.
Right.
Tick, 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 tick.
That's
and you're
right.
Just following that thing.
Right.
You're not supposed to move your head. You just move
right.
Your eyes.
Just your eyes.
Yeah.
So now we found that if they're sitting in front of me, I can ask them to hold their hands out and I'll tap in their palms. I'm still doing left, right, left, right, left, right. Or I can tap on their knees if they're right in front of whatever they prefer. And as long as I'm tapping left, right, left, right, left, right, the anxiety calms down because they're interfering with each other. The thought and the feeling and the thought and the feeling and the thought and the feeling desensitizes the process.
Right, right.
So that's something I do. Beside just talking.
Mm-hmm. No, right, right, right.
I mean, talk therapy sometimes is really good.
Sure.
And I'm like a fish floating through water. And as soon as there's a glitch, that's what I hold up and say, okay, say that again. Let's take a look at that. Is there another way you could take a look at that? I also teach people how to say what they really mean, which is what life coach is about.
Right.
What do you really mean? How can you say it to somebody without hurting them?
Right.
But you don't want to hurt yourself by not saying it, because then everything builds and it leaks out all over the place. And your partner or your wife or your husband or your boss is like, where is this coming from? You know,
right.
Or your kids. So you have to learn to tell the truth in a way that works. And I always suggest that you say, this is scary for me, but I want to tell you something. And I hope I say it in the right way because I don't want to hurt you. But this is what I'm feeling.
Okay.
And I have them practice.
Right,
I say,
right.
I'll do it home. I said, no, you're not leaving the office until you try this at least three times.
Well, I find too often, I'm on a lot of different boards, and when people start interacting negatively, because I'm mad at you, I'm mad at the position you're taking.
Exactly.
Not you.
Right.
So it shouldn't be Lillian, how stupid can you? No, it's like, I do not agree with we should be getting more water here. We should do something different.
More logical.
It's the issue, not the person. But too often, it gets twisted, and you think I'm picking on you. I think, look what Lillian did to me and how she embarrassed me. No, you didn't.
Yeah, you're right.
You don't like my position. Nothing more.
That's
focus
right.
in on the issue.
Right.
What are we really talking about here? Never mind all the window dressing. What is it? I object to the fact that you tap your hand when you're talking to me.
Okay.
Or is that I object to the fact, I would appreciate if you wouldn't tap. It gets me a little jittery.
Yeah.
Because right. Object
well,
is
that's
a...
the explanation. The first, what I said is what you feel, what's really the issue. And what you said is the best way to talk to the person. Say, look, no offense intended, but it's driving me bonkers.
That's right.
Right.
That's exactly right.
And that's the nice way, because you're not attacking the person. And all too often, and I figure I just was one sentence. Sometimes what you're saying, like I read a one sentence thing, it's like, that's so true. Because
yeah.
People take it like, I'm looking at you while I'm talking, so therefore I'm attacking Lillian. I have nothing to do with that.
By the way, just to throw in one quick mention of the Romeos, we have one rule. You may think the idea that the person just mentioned is stupid. You don't tell the person he's stupid.
Right. That's
you
fine.
Focus yeah. on the idea.
Also, with your kids or grandkids, if they confront you with something and you don't want to hear it, you just say, yeah, that's true. I did used to do that. And I don't feel good about it. And with your help, right. Remind me if I should do it again. And all of a sudden, that's the end of the fight.
That's true. That's absolutely. Yeah, because... I've gotten caught there.
Oh, haven't we all? I worked with adolescents and teens in California, well, for most of my life, in addition to the adults. And I was director of clinical services in California at a special ed school. And telling the truth is critical, because there's no kid there that won't read you. And there's no way they're going to trust you unless you tell them the truth.
Right, and they know, and then once you do it a few times, then you've lost all credibility.
Absolutely.
And I want nothing to do with you.
Absolutely.
Because even at that point, you've lost their trust, so sorries don't work even anymore.
That's right. Yeah. I never say sorry, because it doesn't mean anything. Do you know the American Indian doesn't use that word? They have no word for it. They said it doesn't mean anything. What does mean something is, I did that. I don't feel good about that. I will work on not, you know. And so that's what I try to...
Right, right. Okay. You're acknowledging it versus
yeah,
just saying
exactly.
Right.
Acknowledging
it. Yeah. I did it, but I'm not saying anything. I'm taking responsibility.
I'm taking responsibility,
saying, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry is just a word.
Exactly.
Right. So often.
I don't believe we're basically out of time with Lillian. Just Lillian's phone number is 516-944-4414. That's 516-944-4414. And we're going to have Lillian back again, because this is the type of stuff, I specifically for seniors, you can't be afraid to embrace something different. If it helps you, if it doesn't help you, that's fine. Nobody's
that's
telling
right.
you to do anything.
I always tell them, come once, and if you never
right.
want to see me again, that's fine.
Read a book. Look at the secrets. I mean, some of these things, you go to the library, we could follow up on these things.
Yeah.
Right now, we have to take a break. You've been listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org.